Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS, Mr. Doyle. How are you doing?
I didn't even realize you hit record. I'm just off in my own little planet right now, just staring around the room, and I just saw the screen flicker, and I'm like, wait a minute, he just hit record.
I did. All right, let's go. I am your co-host, Brad, along with the award-winning co-host,
Steve.
There you go.
Clearly not paying attention.
Oh, no. That was on purpose. I hit the button on purpose right there because... this is just going to be a fun little episode, right? It's Friday, March 27th. It's winter 3.5. It rained all day yesterday. It's now cold again. It's going to be 20s tonight. I'm supposed to golf tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's supposed to be 30 degrees at tee off time.
Nice.
Probably be in a frost delay. It's going to be awesome. But that's
fantastic.
It's my problem.
That's right. That sounds fantastic.
Your problem. So
nope.
So let's just have some fun here. Let's just go through some stuff. Let's just make this show a little bit about us to get people to know us
They
don't know who we are already from. I mean, this is freaking episode 208. I mean, if they haven't figured it out by now, then that's their problem. But
I mean, I guess you're going to go there. We can drop some beats. So. Anyways. Anywho.
So how is preparing for one departure happening? How's that going
We don't really, it's one of those things. So for most people, if you don't know, my daughter is in her late stages of her senior year of high school, getting ready to fly the coop, get out of the nest, be out on her own. We haven't really talked about it a whole lot between Shannon and I. You know, it's just kind of, she's kind of...
Episode one, if you want to get to know, episode 158
Kayla's episode, yep.
Was Kayla's episode June of 2025.
Mm-hmm. And she's I will say she right now, I mean, she goes to school, she works, you know, part time.
So you still have the same job she had in 25, or did she get another job?
Still same one. Same one. Because with the school, she's going to be a teacher. That's
nice.
Sure. I mean, it's one of those, I mean, God bless her, because nope, I'm out. Hard pass.
That's because, well, she's had you as her father, so therefore she knows how to, she knows what, you know.
She knows.
Let's just be honest. She knows what stupid
looks like. Well, I mean, there is that. So we've done a lot. We've done our whole
thing. The guy that was going to put 40 yards of concrete underneath his window.
Listen, Linda, listen. It would have worked.
Oh, yes.
Would have worked great,
right?
Just a lot of concrete.
Packing up the old Home Depot truck with pallets of bags of quickcrete.
I would have. I was prepared to do that, but you know, we after we got some common sense talking to from the Mr. BH, we kind of went with a scaled down approach.
Just a question. Hang on. What?
Right. But yeah, no, she's still the same job. But with high school, with her, what she wants to do, she gets out of 2 hours of her day to go work at the daycare school place where she's currently working. And then in the summer, once she graduates, she's only got about a month left of high school. Once that happens, she'll be like an assistant teacher there.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're gearing up for that. And honestly, we haven't talked about it a whole lot of her kind of leaving. She's going to go to school. It's about an hour away. So it'll be kind of interesting because, you know, the daily tornado of her getting home and, you know, word vomiting everything that's happened during the day won't happen. The excitement around whatever the daily issue is just won't be there.
So are you trying to say she elevates things that are going on?
Oh, I would never say that.
That's not going to translate well in a teacher role.
I will never say that. So
we might need to get her back on before she departs, just to have a little life lesson.
We could have a little life lesson conversation with her.
Say, look,
she'd be down for that.
There's no need to accelerate all this stuff up the ladder of things, right? These kids are going to treat you like crap, and they're not going to care.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out how to get that kitten and or emotional support dog or whatever you're going to have, because you're going to need it.
Yep. So that's kind of, you know, that's what's going on or not going on. It's just pretty much we work, do our thing. Yeah. So we'll kind of see.
All right, so this show's, June 5th, it looks like this show is airing based on what I see in our calendar release.
Yeah, so that's, she'll be graduated and we're prepping for her open house.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Open invite to all our guests, all of our...
Oh, yeah, our, sure,
our show tens on of up. Listeners.
Show on up.
Oh,
man,
no,
just show
no,
on
don't
up.
Do that. don't do that. No, don't say that.
If you can find it, it's open. There's going to be plenty of barbecue.
There's this thing called the internet.
Oh, the inter what?
Internet.
It's inside. It's inter. It's inter. It's inside.
Right.
It's okay.
Right. That's intra. Intra, not inter. Intrastates, right? That's
It's interesting, but not entering. So.
So other than that, any big summer projects for the year? Or
no, that's going to be just all the home prep around that. Yeah. I mean, we've gone through the, do we build a deck? Do we rebuild the deck, tear the deck down, put concrete in, you know, all of those fun things. Right. So that's already led to the delivery of decking material to repair the deck.
Composite or 5/4, just treated lumber?
Oh, it's all treated lumber. She nixed every idea was nixed. The only idea that was approved was you do the work. That was the only thing that was approved.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm trying to get out of redoing the roof. I am not shingling the roof.
No, they have people who do that for a living.
Oh, I'm well aware, and we've gotten quotes, and I'm well prepared for her to go, yeah, no, and I'm going to be like, yeah, no.
Unless you're doing it, honey.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. That's a hard pass.
No.
That's a hard
pass.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do both my sheds. Not a problem, right? Not a big deal. They're 12 by 12.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, whatever. Decent pitch to them, but... Put a ladder up on top and not have to worry about it. I'm not walking on top of them for the most part, but yeah, I'm not doing my house. No way.
Come on.
No way.
You know how to do it.
No, thank you.
Just because you know how to do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Correct. That's why I got L.H. Krieger and Son to do our roof and our flat roof and our rubber roof that we got over there on the screen and porch. I said, okay, guys, you tear this off and do this and put in the new wood and do all the things and put over the boots and get all the valley stuff done and all the flashing and all the things, all moisture barrier, all that. I don't want any of that.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
No, thank you.
You
have people. You got people. You got a network, right?
I do have it. I mean, sure. Pun intended. I got you.
Right. Mm-hmm. We just talked about this.
Mm-hmm. We did just talk about this. 2 weeks ago, pun intended. Okay, I understand what you're throwing down. Mm-hmm. You can read between the lines.
Maybe you should call your insurance agent or your real estate agent and say, hey, do you know a roofer?
I did get some quotes, so I'm literally looking at them right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because how old is your roof?
Which part?
Fair enough. So are you looking at the roof because your homeowner's insurance said, hey, we might not be insuring this because your roof is too old, or no?
No. I've been up on the roof several times. It's time for the part that's not been replaced, like the year before we bought it, it needs to be replaced. So basically it's a complete, I do tear offs. I'm not on board with the, hey, let's shingle over the existing stuff. No, you're just shingling over existing problems. Not doing that.
Are there problems?
You know, I don't need there to be problems and I don't need to find out.
All right. Fair enough. You are an engineer, so.
Yeah. So I do not need to be getting involved in that. I just need stuff to. Yes, exactly.
On the roof, Mr. Doyle, on the roof. On the roof? Steve's on the roof.
No. So what so let's get out of this what's Steve doing role. What's Brad got planned for the summer?
Let's see. What do we got planned for the summer? Hopefully a bunch of golf. We got a vacation in September going to Croatia. So that'll be interesting.
Nice.
That's the trip this year that we're going to go do. Other than that, it's kind of hanging out. Wife's going to see our youngest son in Florida in April, which would have already happened by now. So she's back now, safely. Knock on wood. Predictive. Predictive index says there's a 100% chance she should be home safely by the time this airs. Not really a lot of yard projects. Oh, I get to rebuild a trailer.
What are we doing?
So I acquired a old Chilton trailer from my father-in-law. Actually, my mother-in-law, after my father-in-law passed, because I was the only one that was using it. So the wood is, the treated lumber is all rotted out, right? I mean, it's spongy wet.
Right? Ooh, that's some good stuff.
It's good stuff. It's termite stuff. It's like, here's all the ants and things that could live. And it's a tilt bed trailer.
Even better.
You know, just a standard solid axle trailer. So I'm going to get some lumber for it. I may be able to find some leftover decking from some of my customers that may have some leftover decking material, composite decking to use for the sideboards and things
That would be good.
Instead of the treated lumber, just get the treated 2x4s for the posts and decking down.
See, if you happen to know of anybody in the marine area, marine grade is a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Than just the treated stuff. So get you some marine grade.
I could. But that treated lumber that's sitting on that trailer right now is probably 30 years old and it's been just fine. I am nearing the end of the useful trailer life here.
Is it rusted out?
No.
Is it rusted?
For me.
Oh, for you.
My trailering days. From the yard waste and collection area or to the Menards or Home Depot or whatever. I am going to be nearing the end of that phase of my life.
Oh, come on now. Come on, man.
So we're going to, we got to rewood it. We're going to pull the wheels off, do all the things. I got a light kit for it for Christmas. I got the extra wheel adapter thingy, the lifter upper on the tongue. Got a new one of those to put on. And
manual, battery operated?
Manual. It's a crank. Just turn it.
Oh, come on. Hook that into the battery. Bzzz, you'll save. It'll be like, joy. Like, like little angels going off.
I don't need to
know
what you're doing with your batteries and going, little angels going off. Okay?
It's like little angels going off that you don't have to sit there and crank that thing. Just crank that thing.
Just crank that thing. Crank it. Crank it.
That's right.
That's what she said. Never mind.
That's right. To the beat. Yeah. Never mind.
So, and then we also have, I got to take off the, that'll be the most challenging part is taking off the tongue part of the trailer because it's all just jacked up after 30 some years and they have it. I can't tell if they have it just riveted down and I just got to drill it out or if it's actually welded down and I got to try to do something. So that'll be the interesting part because I just got to bolt on tongue to it piece of it that I can replace it with.
Mm-hmm.
So do that, straighten out the fenders, get the disc grinder out, clean it all up, get the rust off of it, repaint it, put the new wood on it. So the question I have is,
yeah,
we got a new light kit for it too, and battery and light and wiring. The question I have is, what color should I paint it?
Oh, I mean, seriously, lime green suits you. Big lime green, big green.
Lime green, or should I go with the
chartreuse?
The pink colors.
Chartreuse, yeah. I'm thinking chartreuse, maybe.
Right, because I can't just paint it black, gloss black again.
Correct. Cool. That's not you. That doesn't fit you.
Right, and then I can take all the musky sticker. Oh, that's got some musky fishing to do this summer, hopefully, too. Knock on wood.
Ooh.
And I can take all the stickers from all the places and put those on the trailer, right on the along the trailer frame, different things. But yeah, my intent is to go through that trailer top to bottom and just kind of rebuild the trailer this spring.
I mean, you could also go Cookie Monster blue.
Hey, could.
Nah, see, you're kind of already hemming and hawing. I'm thinking a little chartreuse with a couple splashes of lime green. Maybe zebra stripe that thing out.
Oh, hang on. Let's just see here. Let's see what we have for pinstripe tape.
I mean, they do have some lime green pinstripe paint.
Let's see. What can we put on there?
Like tape, paint, you could
be looking for here. What can I find for colors?
Oh, it'd be even better if it was like reflective. Little glow in the dark UV action.
There you go. Reflective.
Right. Run some, you know what? Even better. What you could do, paint that sucker green, put on some running LEDs underneath that are pink. I mean, like, lights out, let's go.
Yeah, no.
I
haven't bought pinstripe tape in a really long time.
Uh-huh.
It's yeah, wow, holy crap.
Not what you thought.
No.
Yeah, not what you thought.
Not even close to what I...
I mean, you know what? By the time you're all of this talk, you could just vehicle, you could just wrap that thing. Just some vinyl and wrap that sucker.
Yeah. Just go ahead and run.
You could.
I could.
Yep. I heard you know. I heard you know somebody that does vinyl.
Are they my network?
You know what? I think you know a guy.
I do. I know a couple folks. In my network. What about your network?
You know what? I do. I actually do know two people that do vinyl wrapping.
I could probably get some cool graphics made up for the top of the fenders too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, we know some sticker people. I mean,
I would go get the true auto graphics folks, not just stickers and say, here we go. Ooh.
Yes. What are we thinking?
We could podcast logo this baby up.
We could podcast logo this sucker. Yeah.
We could do that.
You know what? I got this thing I used to watch. I think it was like Pimp My Ride. I'm just thinking we pimp your trailer. Put some 42s on that trailer. We'll be all set.
42. Yeah. need a reverse trailer hitch to go up 17 feet.
You're towing above the roof of your car.
Right. Yeah. Hey, how come you're towing that upright freezer and it hit the bridge? We need oversized load permits just to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Figured you'd like that. Get it road ready.
You are a hoot. But yes, we have. We've got 4th of July, brother-in-law's 4th of July party at our house as per usual. So just getting everything ready for that. Oh,
nice. You know,
just all the things. Got some tree trimming to do. Probably cut down some trees in the back that the deer ate. We planted some pine trees along the back side of the yard, and deer ate the middle of the trees and guess what? When deer eat the middle of the tree doesn't grow back.
No, no. I've got a couple of abrevites like that.
And so there's a tree. It's growing, but the middle of it is barren.
Is dead. Yeah.
No, it's not dead. It's gone.
Yeah. Right.
From what?
Just nothing
from
there.
Where the deer decide to eat it. So sort of thinking, I got to figure out what I'm going to do there from a privacy screen perspective, because that's what the trees were there for, to keep the neighbors and the dogs and stuff away from just being stupid.
Oh.
So I'm thinking about either using, so one of my supplier customers, they do metal building construction. Maybe I could do some, maybe I could put a couple 35-foot insulated metal wall panels horizontal and stack up a bunch of them, like three of them or four of them, and just do a whole wall like that, you know, with a few supports and a few braces, screw those babies down and, you know, create a whole big windshield there for that and paint it up. But it seems like a lot of work.
Just a little.
And then I know this is towards the tail end of the show, our listening audience, and hopefully I haven't gotten completely bored, but here's a question for our audience. We'd love to get some feedback and messaging from our audience on LinkedIn or wherever. We have tossed around a Blue Collar PS podcasts trade show, symposium, in-person event, something along those lines. Audience, what would you like to see for an event like that? I mean, a lot of our guests have said, yes, absolutely, they'll be here, they'll come, they'll do whatever, wherever we decide to put this. What would be some of the things that would attract our listeners to show up and participate? Please leave us some notes, drop us, email us, tell us, because we'd like to do that for either a late 26 or next year about this time, to put something together, whether it's in Detroit or here in Milwaukee or somewhere in between,
somewhere,
or whatever. Send us what you think would make a great opportunity. So if we don't ask, we don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, if anybody happens to know Tim Allen and can get him on the show without us paying gazillions of dollars, that'd be awesome too.
I mean, you know, and if you don't know Tim, but you know Mike,
we'll take Mike Rowe too.
Yeah, yeah.
Without having to pay gazillions of dollars, we'd appreciate that.
Hey, you got to put it out there. You got to forecast that.
Manifestation.
Manifestation. Right.
So. All right. So that's our June 5th wrap. Really, our wrap.
Right.
I. Have a good week, sir.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.